Brothers John and Matt Grabby put Shinshin, Kansas, near Hayes, on the map with two of the top three entries in the 2022 National Wheat Yield Contest. John placed second in Kansas in the winter wheat dryland category with an entry of West Red's WB4422 that yielded 103.24 bushels per acre. Brother Matt took third in the same category with an entry of West Red's WB4792 that yielded 97.88 bushels per acre. The brothers, who farm as equal partners with their mother, attribute their success this past growing season to the right combination of wheat genetics, farming practices, and moisture. A buddy from college who works for Westbred talked the brothers into setting up a wheat plot a few years ago. Last year's winning entries were the fourth year of having a plot, which the brothers say allows them to try out different varieties and how they respond to their specific farming practices. This year's plots were planted on summer fallow ground. The start of the growing season in fall 2021 was decently wet when the brothers drilled wheat, so the crop got off to a good start. But from there, the weather turned dry throughout winter and early spring. Luckily, the area caught some nice rains at the end of April and the beginning of May. Overall, the area received about two-thirds of its normal moisture, but the rain came at exactly the right times. John said, "We didn't get a lot of vegetative growth early, but the plants were ready to start making seed when it did rain, so they just put all their effort into making seed instead of vegetation. When it came time to hop in the combine, the brothers were not sure what to expect, but were quickly pleasantly surprised." John said everybody was going to be pretty happy if the wheat made 45 or 50 bushels per acre. And when we started to combine this year, we were the same way. I think it's a big testament to where genetics have come in the last few years. They've just done a better job of breeding to take on that stress and still have that yield potential at the end of the season. In addition to variety selection and rainfall, the brothers also attribute this past year's yields to continued tweaks in their farming practices. They don't treat their plots differently from what they do across the rest of their operation, maybe pushing a little more nitrogen to catch some additional yield. They also have started focusing more on micronutrients like manganese, zinc, and sulfur. No matter the weather, they are committed to their fertility program and apply fungicide. Matt said, "We found that even in a bad year, keeping that plant as healthy as it can be, it's not searching for nutrients. In the end, it just needs water." This experimentation through variety plots over time is a linchpin to success, not only in the yield contest, but also across their operation. John said, "Don't be afraid to experiment. It does take us some extra time, but at the end of the day, that little bit of time has made us a lot of money." For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.